T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Let us go this morning here on WCCO back to the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline as we bring in the Archbishop of the Archdiocese here of St. Paul and Minneapolis, and that's Bernard Hebda. Archbishop, good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you today?
Well, doing well. How about your health? How's everybody over at the Archdiocese?
We're doing fine, thanks. Strange days, but we're doing fine.
You know, and I was thinking about this, Archbishop. You spent a lot of time out in the Newark area, which is a hotbed. You also spent a lot of time out in Rome, and when we think of COVID-19, those are two epicenters. What are you hearing from your friends in those areas?
They're all telling me to be prepared. Certainly, at first, it came from my friends who are in Rome, who just see life turned on its head in these days, and they realize that it's much more severe in the northern part of Italy. But even in Rome, it's been certainly frightening for them. For my brother priests, they've all been saying, make sure that you're paying attention and that you're leading your people in a way that's going to keep them safe. And then it's much the same, even though we've been focusing on New York so much. New Jersey, where I was, is very much an epicenter. In just one county, they had more cases of coronavirus than we have in our whole state. So it's a much different degree, but I've been watching the progression there, and we certainly hope and pray that that's not what we see here, but we have to be prepared.
Archbishop, we were talking in the news about Passover with Rabbi Zimmerman, but let's talk about the pandemic and the effect here during the most holy of weeks here right in the Twin Cities for Catholics here in the Twin Cities, and tell us about the week ahead.
Well, it's actually very much tied to what Rabbi Zimmerman spoke about as well. We were all excited to see the Passover moon last night as well. But these days, as is true for the days of Passover, remind us that we have a God who delivers us and who loves us. And even though we face all kinds of challenges, that ultimately that our God is victorious. And so for us, these are certainly solemn days. And that call us to think about how it is that we're called to give of ourselves, how well we've done at that, how we failed in that area as well. But then to recognize that in spite of all of that, that we have a God who loves us and who calls us to really be a community. And that's what's so hard in these days as well, is that just as I'm sure it's true for the Jewish community, so much of these days is about gathering together. You know, normally, and the Catholic community, a Christian community, Holy Thursday would be a huge day as we would come together, and then also on Good Friday and then for Easter. And there are so many of those signs and symbols that we remember from when we were kids, but they have deep religious meaning for us as well. And I think from so many members of our community, we're going to miss seeing them and hearing them and smelling them, all of those things that bring back those memories. And yet, we know that we're still called to be faithful in the midst of this, and particularly in the midst of this, we're called to be faithful. This one of the beautiful reminders that we've had is that in ancient days, when there were plagues or pestilence, that it was often the people of faith that stayed and were doing the works of mercy, the works of charity, because the perspective is a little bit broader, that we have a God who's able to help us even in the midst of challenges, and that it's often there in the midst of our struggles that we come to experience God's love all the more intensely. So we're looking for those indicators of God's love in the midst of some strange days and some struggles.
Archbishop, how would you suggest that people participate in Christ's Passion, which we focus on this week?
Yes. And so ultimately, our hope is to see in the cross, we who are Christians, to see in the cross a sign of our salvation. And we're called to draw near to the cross. Normally on a Good Friday, we would have something called veneration of the cross, where we recognize that even though it's a sign of contradiction, it's also the sign of our great hope, and that we're called to draw near to the cross, and not just the wood of the cross, but the many ways in which the cross is manifested in our world. And at the moment, the coronavirus is one of them. So as we, go that extra mile and being attentive to our family members or our neighbors or those who are shut in, or as we're trying to be attentive to the needs of the homeless in our community, or those who are really struggling in the midst because of anxiety, those who have lost their jobs, that's where the cross is for us this year. And that as we take that time, and maybe we have a little bit more time this year, that if we take that time to reflect on that as being the cross, and then we look for Christ in the midst there, that we might also find the hope that then takes us to Easter. So that's at least my hope.
Well, I would also let people know, they may not know this, Archbishop Hebda, but WCCO Radio will carry your Easter message on Sunday morning at 9:30, despite it obviously no Eucharist, and that was suspended in the Archdiocese, I know, at least through April 19th, which is certainly a change for us as well, but we're excited to have you on Sunday morning.
Well, thanks. I'm pretty excited about that as well. It's at the Basilica of St. Mary. They always do such a beautiful job with the liturgy, and even in these circumstances, they continue to really give glory to God in their music and in the way and their planning. So I'm really looking forward to being part of that. And I'm delighted that you're giving us that opportunity to share that experience with those who aren't able to come.
Well, I think leadership is the key in times like this. We all kind of want to see that leader, and I know that you're leading a large group of people right now, and a large group of parishioners. By the way, the pandemic, the effect on the church and the schools that you help fund, can you give us any update on that?
You can imagine. We rely so much on the offerings that people bring with them to Mass on Sundays, both for our parishes and for our schools. Most of our schools are supported by parishes, too. And so without the opportunity for people to come together and to support financially those parishes and schools, there's obviously a lot of suffering and anxiety in these days. We know that people are people of great generosity. We hope they'll be generous this Easter. We've started up an emergency fund for those parishes and schools that would suffer the most in these days. We're certainly encouraging people to take advantage of the opportunities like online giving, or just mailing in their donations in a way that's going to support this work of Christ. We certainly see that these days, as I mentioned about drawing close to the cross, but there are also days in which we're able to show that there's indeed a victory was won that first Easter, and then to be able to share that with others.
1 minute left here before we head back to CBS News and get another update, Archbishop, but I would ask you your reaction to things like drive-by communions.
Yes. So we've had great experiences with drive-by confessions. Our priests are really trying to be creative in offering opportunities for people to come and to experience God's mercy in that way, whether it be in a parking lot or in an ice house or on a churchyard lawn. We've been doing those things for sure. We've also been looking for those ways of involving people in the liturgy online, which we think is a great way to do that. But a number of our priests are also looking for those opportunities to celebrate Mass outdoors. This in these days, it will be without the distribution of Holy Communion because the risks are so high. But we certainly look forward to those days when we'll be able to restore that. For many people, that's such a great source of strength. So we really await that day when we're going to be able to do that without putting people at risk. We know so many people would come, and that's the hard part here because the need is great, and yet the risk is great too.
Archbishop, we'll look forward to your message here on WCCO Sunday morning at 9:30. I thank you for your time, and we will talk soon. Hopefully the next time we chat, we can talk a little baseball and turn it to a lighter subject. That would really be good for, I think,
I look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Archbishop.
Bless you.
Archbishop Bernard Hebda here on WCCO of the Archdiocese here of St. Paul in Minneapolis. WCCO News is coming up in just 2 minutes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.